My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company? Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. And what a fantastic program we have in store for you today. We travel to Dickinson, North Dakota, and talk with Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt from MBI Energy Services as they get ready for the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue. Well, they're out picking up the patch when we talk to them. But coming up soon, the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue. And then we talk with Erin Wallander. She explains how the oil downturn has actually created a marketplace for her business. Plus, Lena Prickett, Senior Content Marketing Manager with SnapApp, Doug Goring, North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner and Industrial Member, gives us an update on flaring, plus the interesting issue of federally regulated banks in a state-run cannabis industry. You're going to want to stick around for that one. Some people are burying money in their backyard. I'm not kidding. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Lena Prickett, Senior Marketing Manager for SnapApp.
So the first step to resonating with your content, to building a connection through your content, is you really have to love your audience. You have to know who they are, you have to know what makes them tick, and you have to know what they'll care about so you can deliver it to them. So who really is your audience? This is an absolute core requirement of creating content that resonates. You have to have a deep, empathetic knowledge of your customer. You have to know what matters to them. You have to know what their biggest challenges, obstacles, and goals are. And if you know that, if you get to know that person, then you can start creating content that makes it, that makes an impact, that makes a difference for your audience. And that content looks like a little bit like this. You know, a word cloud is always a hard sort of medium to communicate this stuff in, but it's stories, it's nostalgia. Resonant content might feel, make you feel something, like it makes you feel warm and have memories about something in your life that triggered that reaction. It might make you say, yeah, I do that. I have that feeling. It might create some kind of echo between what you say and what your audience hears. It will amplify your message because through sort of word of mouth marketing, someone who has resonated with the content you've created will spread that message out. It's exciting. It's feelings. It's empathy. It's that vibration between something that I said and something you heard. Those are some of the things that come to mind for me when I think about resonance. This screenshot of my browser tab windows is another thing that comes to mind when I think about resonance. I mentioned earlier that a lot of marketers are super, super busy and we're all about multitasking. So as soon as I see a screenshot like this, I'm like, yeah, that's what my screen looks like. That's my life too. That's a little piece of resonance. That's a little piece of bringing a similarity, sort of bridging the gap between you and your listener. And how do you get there? Like, how do you find out that, you know, marketers are busy and they're going to resonate with a billion browser tab windows being open at once? You have to ask them. You ask them what matters to them and you find out through their actual words what they really care about. As I said before, empathy is really, really important here. You're going to speak to your customer and you're going to learn about them. You're going to learn their hopes and their dreams. You need to get really, really close to them so you can find out that deep truth that you can connect with your content. It's about listening. It's about knowing what problems your prospect is facing and why, really hearing what your prospect is saying and taking some type of understanding out of that to bring into your content. That kind of empathy, approaching your content creation from a place of empathy, goes a long way. But in order to get there, you need to know your customer. And there are a bunch of different ways to do that, which I'm going to go through right now. You, as I mentioned, you need to know who your audience is. So what do you actually need to create and deliver resonant content? What type of data do you need and where can you get it? The types of information that you really need are, you need to find out who your audience is, what are their goals, what problems do they have in meeting those goals, what obstacles are in their way. A really important thing to know is what are the questions that they're asking along the way, along their content journey. Those questions are the answers that you should answer those questions through your content. What type of person is this? This is a persona question, but it's also just a who are they question. You might have marketing Mark, the persona, but your persona might not go into depth about Mark's TV watching habits or, if he's a pessimist or an optimist, that kind of thing. You want to know how they like to buy. Do they like to have a salesperson call them right away and guide them through the process? Would they rather research everything up front and know all of the information they could possibly need to know before they get on a demo call? All of that stuff is really important to know. And then how do they consume information? Is this someone who gets referrals from their colleagues, from someone who spends a lot of time on social media? Where are they getting their information? Is helpful for you because then you can bring your resonant content to those places where they already are. How do you collect all this information? That was a long laundry list of the different types of data that you should be gathering about your audience. So where does that come from? Very top of this list is customer interviews. I know it seems like a lot of time, a lot of investment in interviewing your customers, but it's absolutely, absolutely necessary and will pay dividends in terms of how much you will know about your audience and the type of content that you'll be able to create that's really tailored to them. A lot of content creators that I talk to swear by speaking with customers in person. They'll set aside, a 20-minute block, even just once a month on their calendar to have coffee with a customer. If your customers aren't local, call them up on the phone, ideally have a Skype conversation so you can see their face and see their body language. Here you're not just looking for the answers to your questions. You also want to get to know how they speak. What words do they use? Are they positive? Are they negative? Are they super energetic? Are they more reserved? All of this is really, really valuable information for you that you can pull into your content later. And maybe you find out that, a lot of your customers are super cynical about Valentine's Day.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lena Prickett from Snap App or to listen to other content marketing features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spiesum. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
United Frac, a reputation for the best quality new and used frac tanks. United Frac prides themselves in selling only the highest quality oil field equipment. United Frac has the largest frac tank inventory in North America. This includes new and pre-owned tanks. Contact a salesman today. Discover why United Frac sells more tanks in a week than competitors do in a year. Call toll-free 866-513-0565 or go to unitedfrac.com. That's United Frac.
Since 1983, 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.